This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Hospitalizations for flu remain high in the state, but they have dropped sharply from a peak of nearly 850 2 weeks ago, and now they are around 400. Michelle Barron is an infectious diseases doctor at UC Health. She says the wave was likely caused by many people traveling and gathering around the holidays, but Barron adds that the flu season is far from over.
Now school is back in session. I don't think we're completely out of the woods.
Public health officials say it's not too late to get a flu shot, which is usually covered by insurance, available for low cost or free. Parts of the Northern Front Range still have high fire danger tonight, and Xcel Energy now says it shut off power to about 18,000 customers across the Front Range today. The outages are part of the utility's public safety power shutdown program to reduce wildfire risk. About 1,500 homes in Boulder also lost power due to downed power lines. Xcel says the power was quickly restored there this morning, and it plans to restore power to all customers tonight. In the meantime, an air quality alert is in effect for much of northeastern Colorado, plus the eastern plains, due to high winds and blowing dust. In southern Colorado, the chairlift at Kuchara Mountain Park is set to carry skiers and snowboarders again. Volunteers worked for years to get the abandoned lift up and running and certified by the state. Now, the small ski area at the Huerfano County-owned park is set to reopen tomorrow. You are listening to CPR News. Stay with us to meet a couple Denver Broncos superfans ahead of tomorrow's playoff game at home against the Bills. It's 6:06.